obviously, in that game, as a team, I thought the time of possession, a lot of the things we pointed out that we felt like we needed to do with field position, both in the running game and defending the run, we were able to accomplish. It was a good team win. Any questions?
Arguably one of the most complete games you've been a part of?
I don't know. It was a good win, you know, and so, you know, we got, you know, take a peek at the film. I'm sure there'll be some things that weren't as clean as we'd like. But overall, the time of possession, our run numbers were, this is a tough team to play here. And every week, you know, I guess it's up to me to worry and focus on the details. I thought our staff did a good job in the preparation for some of the things we were going to get from Buffalo. But to measure it against other games would be a little early.
How instrumental was the first drive in the second half? You guys obviously deferred to the second half, and that really seemed to put a stranglehold on it.
I thought it was important for us to score early in the game when they went up three, and you know we were able to overcome a couple third downs. All those drives are important, and certainly when you start the second half and you have a lead, you want to make sure that you kind of come back and try to build on that momentum, and fortunately we were able to do that. Well, look, it was also managing the clock where we're at time-wise. I mean, the objective is to win, and we were just being smart. But, yeah, I mean, if you're feeling like some things are going, it was towards the end of the third quarter we had one drive where, you know, we hit some good runs on them, and so we tried to build on that, and the guys ran hard. Guys blocked up front real well, too. One of the things we wanted to do defensively is try to contain Tyrod. He's an exceptional quarterback when he's outside the pocket, and I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part of keeping him, at that launch point. But I'm sure when we have a chance to look at the tape, we'll look specifically at the tackles, and I thought it was real good effort defensively. We did a lot of things well, but that would just be from an observation on the sideline.
What do you think about his pick, though?
I thought it was good. I mean,
how big were some of Michael Thomas's catches in contested situations?
I thought he had a couple, and then Brandon Coleman had one big one on a third down. You know, they're all specific to the situation where we're at in the game, but all of them important in. And keeping the ball moving.
Were you able to tell how the line did at all?
What do you mean?
The offensive line just blocking in the running game.
Well, my guess is they did pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I know you want to watch film, but I mean, were you able to gather any impressions?
Yeah, 300 yards rushing. That was the information I gathered. I thought they did pretty well. I mean, I think that we'll look specifically, but yeah, I think they did well.
What about being able to come on the road like they hadn't lost at home?
Yeah, I think, look, they've had really three losses in like 3-4 years here, since 2014. So it's always a hard place to play, regardless of the team. This is a team this year that, you know, we're playing with confidence. Sean does a great job. I think, they've beaten some real good teams, Oakland, Denver. I mean, so our focus was really more about, you know, our week of preparation. I didn't feel like the elements were that extreme, and you know the wind was fairly calm, which in November, you know, is probably not the norm here.
Well, that means that you're talking about these kinds of situations, but you haven't had an update on Daniel Lasco yet.
Yeah, I think all the signs are positive, his movement and everything, and I think that that's encouraging.
With the elements not being that bad, do you feel like the players take it personal when they hear throughout the week that teams of the past might not have played well outside of the dome and that coming into
I don't know that anyone said that of late, because that's not – that wouldn't be a local media story, because we played well on the road, but it might be the perception of somebody that's unattached to any, like, factual stuff.
Have you had a team?
Does it sound like I'm taking it a little? I think it's just a little cliche. I think we played well on the road.
Have you had a team before that?
Other than making a commitment to run the ball better, what has really triggered this?
Look, we've got – there's a number of things. I mean, we've got a lot invested in the offensive line. I think although I can't say we've been healthy throughout, but I think the runners and the time on task that we spent in the offseason, look, that's the way the game unfolded. If I said to you our plan was to come in here and try to, you know, the game unfolded that way. And so let's understand what that means, time of possession. And, you know, they're a team that I think plays real good run defense, so I don't know that I would have expected it to unfold quite the way it did, if that makes sense. And I'm trying to be honest.
Coach, did you see something on film from the Jets game that could look like you did the exact same play that the Jets ran last week?
No, we didn't run the same plays.
Or did you see something on film that showed
we saw a good game, but there wasn't anything in that specific game. We've seen, you know, obviously all the tape. It's an 8-week study. Mm-hmm. But they're aggressive in their front. We got a couple different things that we didn't see in the prior few weeks. My point to the earlier question was we felt like it was, you know, we were going to have to work hard for rushing yards because of the way they deploy their defense. And so I wouldn't have anticipated the result coming the way it did. And yet that happens sometimes, I think, in our game. But, you know, all of the 8 games were in the cut-up. So when you study formations and you study how they're going to play, this week they played it different. They played Ramon Humber in some big nickel, which is something they had done earlier in the season. Sean had done that before at Carolina with Shaq. And, you know, our guys adjusted. And you know, we made enough plays to win.
It's been a while since you guys have had this kind of consistent success. Just how do you sense that the guys are enjoying this? I mean, they're all celebrating, dancing, like they're up games.
Yeah, listen, I think that the focus has been good. They've been able to get on to the next week and prepare. And I don't think it's anything unusual.
Sean, you'd mentioned about the perceptions about playing on the road. Another one is about the defense. Since week 3, your defense has really turned things around in the last couple of years. How do you attribute that?
Well, hopefully we're playing a more complementary game. I know we're playing the run better. Typically, you know, you want confidence and you want to play with confidence. And I say this all the time. We've had some performances after those 2 weeks. The Carolina game and the game over in London really, I think, allowed us to gain some confidence. We played well. We took the ball away defensively. And I think, like anything else, you have to demonstrate it in performance, and then you can start playing with it. And so I, you know, pointing to one specific game would be difficult, but certainly it's begun to happen. And I think we're playing better overall as a team. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to do that and clean up some of the mistakes.
With the way the run game and the defense perform, does a win like this send a message around the league,
even? No, I mean, listen, we're like 9 games in. No one's, you know, sending messages. We're just trying to play good football. And anytime you win on the road, it's a plus. And I think this is a tough place to play on the road. But I think more importantly, you're constantly trying to send messages to your own team and your own players. But they've responded well. We felt like we were playing a good team today. So, last question.
Sean, can you recall the last time you had a run team that was able to pull off 8-9 yards at a time like that?
Say it again.
Can you recall the last time you had a team that was able to pull off chunks of yards like that?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to be able to reference a game. It's just – that's how the game finished, and guys made some plays. But Well, you do this long enough, and every once in a while you find yourself on both ends of this type of game. You know, and you just hope when you retire you had more on this end than the other, but you're going to have them on both ends. So, all right, thank you.